Chapter 5, The World Petacular. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great privilege to welcome you all to Heart Lake City. I declare the World Petacular open, the mayor announced to the huge crowd. As the mayor finished speaking, there was a noise in the sky. Everyone looked up as an airplane flew overhead, pulling a welcome to the World Petacular banner behind it. "This is my banner," Emma said proudly. And look who's flying the plane," said Olivia with surprise. It was Stephanie with a boy seated behind her. They both waved. Olivia recognized the boy. She had helped him fix his toy plane after Scarlett bumped into him. But before she had a chance to ask Emma about him, she glanced at her watch. The pet adoptions were about to start. Olivia rushed over to the adoption stage. There were many families lined along the runway, eager to find a new pet. Backstage, Olivia began prepping Scarlett. "Okay, Scarlett, it's showtime," Olivia said as she fixed Scarlett's bow. "And you better behave. And you better behave," she added. Aunt Sophie stood at the microphone. "And next up for adoption is Scarlett, a lovable mixed breed. Scarlett enjoys playing and going for walks. She is fully trained." Olivia and Scarlett walked out of on stage. Scarlett heeled her head high. She was proud of her new look and the trick she had learned. "Scarlett, sit," Olivia said. Scarlett sat and looked at Olivia for the next command. "Scarlett, heel," said Olivia. Scarlett walked at Olivia's heels. The puppy had done a perfect job. She was definitely going to get adopted now. Over at the horse riding ring, it was time for the competition. Mia and Bella were getting ready for their final jump. Emma, Stephanie, Olivia, and Andrea were cheering them on from the stands. "I didn't know you knew how to fly," Olivia said to Stephanie as they waited for Mia and Bella. "I'm still learning, but it's really cool," Stephanie replied. "Who was that boy?" Olivia asked, trying to not seem too interested. "Jacob, my flying partner. His dad owns the aviation school. He's sort of annoying Stephanie and answered. Oh, you really think so? Olivia asked. Yeah, why? Stephanie replied, no reason. Olivia said and blushed a little. Look, there's Mia and Bella. Andrea cheered. The girls watched as Mia skillfully rolled Bella over the horse jumps, but on the last one, Bella's hooves caught the bar and it fell. The friends all shrink. Oh no, Olivia said. The girls looked at one another. They felt so bad for Mia. The announcer's voice came over the loudspeaker. Oh, that was a tough jump for Bella. Looks like that's going to knock Mia out of golden medal competition. And that means our gold medal list is Lacey and Ginger Snap. And coming in second place is Mia and Bella. Mia waved to the crowd. She was proud to get second place. After all, she had worked really hard. Mia walked over to Lacey and shook her hand. Nice job, Lacey. Congrats, she said with a big smile. Aren't you mad that you didn't win? Lacey asked. Mia looked off to the sidelines where Olivia, Stephanie, Emma, and Andrea were. I did win something. New friends, she replied. Great job, Mia. Stephanie called from the stand. You're going to win the next one, Emma said, with a smile. I will have to catch up with you guys later. I need to go see how Scarlett is doing with her pet, with her adoption. Olivia said. She waved goodbye to everyone. As Olivia approached the adoption center, she saw Scarlett's previous owner talking to Aunt Sophie. I can't believe the difference in Scarlett. You did such a great job. Could I possibly re-adopt here? The woman asked. Olivia and Aunt Sophie exchanged concerned looks. It's just that we've been through so much, said Olivia nervously, and I was sort of hoping to actually, she's already been adopted. And Sophie explained to the woman. Old was Olivia was shocked. Who adopted Scarlett? She wondered. Oh, what a pity. Well, goodbye, Scarlett. The woman said, giving Scarlett a little pat on the head. She waved goodbye to Olivia and Aunt Sophie and walked away. Who adopted Scarlett? Olivia asked, and Sophie placed Scarlett in Olivia's arms. Think of her as my gift to you, said Aunt Sophie, smiling. But my parents, Olivia said in shock. I'm sure I can work things out with them, and Sophie said. She gave Olivia a hug, and Scarlett licked both of their faces. Olivia hugged Scarlett. She couldn't believe the little puppy was really hers. She went to look for her friends. Olivia couldn't wait to share her exciting news with them. The girls were all over by the stage. Everyone was there except Andrea. Where could she be? Wondered Olivia before she could ask the girls. The mayor approached the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, closing out tonight, one of the world spectacular. Please welcome to the stage, Andrea. The audience applauded as Andrea took the stage. She looked amazing in her sequin dress. She sat down at the piano and began to play. Andrea started singing and she sounded fabulous. She was a true superstar. Everyone loved Andrea's performance. The crowd was dancing. It was a magical moment. As the song ended, fireworks erupted over Heart Lake City, making a beautiful reflection upon the glistening water. When Andrea sang the final note to her song, the crowd went wild with applause. Andrea received a standing ovation and took a bow. Then she motioned for all her friends to join. on stage so they could share the moment too. The girls hugged in celebration. They had accomplished so much, but most important, they had